Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Thursday, the 29th of January. The US Federal Reserve left rates unchanged, but the tenor of the meeting was perhaps a little more hawkish. Stronger growth seems to have lessened the urgency of a case for rate cuts. Markets are still expecting a cut this year, and that does seem to be appropriate. The US labour market is okay, but there are risks. And the problem here is that as US consumers need to cut savings to be able to afford the tariffs, job security is going to be very important in that process. If consumers remain confident in their employment, all is well. But it may very well be that at some point an insurance rate cut is required. That would not be to stimulate the economy, but to prevent a downside risk. The challenge for the Fed is that if the consumer does start to worry about job security, the change in behaviour is likely to be too rapid for the Fed to reverse. So insurance rather than reaction is required. The US dollar is remaining weak, but at least against the major alternatives is not getting substantially weaker. There is something of a frenzy in precious metals still, but that doesn't necessarily have the characteristics of a rational reallocation. The dollar's failure to strengthen comes in spite of US Treasury Secretary Bessent doing damage control and declaring support for a strong dollar policy. The problem here is that many, many US Treasury secretaries have talked about a strong dollar policy. And even when an administration's economic policies have credibility, that statement is rarely taken too seriously by the markets. US President Trump's saber-rattling against Iran over social media might be supposed to be something that would help the dollar, but Trump's venting on social media is increasingly being ignored by investors, and Iran is not seen as a major economic issue, whatever the political and humanitarian considerations. Europe is relatively quiet today. There are some sentiment numbers that can be ignored with confidence. There's also M3 money supply data. M3 is not market moving, but that doesn't stop it being interesting. There was a very aggressive draining of liquidity in 2023 and 2024 with negative or very low money supply growth. Now money supply is growing around 3% and seems to have stabilised at around that level of growth. This is noticeably below the pre-pandemic norms. It might be a result of shifting liquidity preference in a world that has moved more online, but M3 is broad enough that it should be able to capture such changes. It does rather emphasise why the ECB is content to consider itself at a comfortably neutral position. The United States is offering trade data of relevance because it will affect GDP numbers, but it's still not really predictable because US importers have been changing things around to try and minimise the amount that they have to pay in tariffs. There are also factory orders data. There should be some gains in these numbers over time, as the Biden-era factory building boom will have increased capacity in the United States over the course of the past year. But it's very unlikely that the US will see a revival of its manufacturing to GDP ratio. That's all for today. Have a good day.
This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.